A Mallorca supporter was captured aiming racist abuse at Aurelien Tchouaméni after the Real Madrid star's winning goal on Saturday. Tchouaméni scored in the 48th minute with a thunderous shot from distance to beat Mallorca goalkeeper Predrag Rajkovic. The midfielder wheeled away to celebrate his 30-yard screamer, his third goal of the season, which sealed a 1-0 win for Los Blancos to keep the team's 8-point lead at the top of La Liga. Real Madrid players joined Tchouaméni in celebration by the corner of the pitch with cameras from Spanish broadcaster picking out alleged monkey gestures by a home fan. The supporter's face was pixelated by the broadcaster. Real Madrid players appeared unaware of the alleged racist abuse in their 1-0 victory. The incident further fuels the debate swirling around racism in Spanish football, with 16 incidents of racist abuse against Real Madrid's Brazil winger Vinicius Jr. reported to Spanish prosecutors by La Liga in the last two seasons. Earlier in April, Getafe were ordered to partially close their central stand for three matches following racist and xenophobic abuse suffered by Sevilla manager Quique Sanchez Flores and player Marcos Acuña in a La Liga game. The same day, a Spanish third division match between Rayo Majadahonda and Sestao River was suspended after Rayo's Senegalese goalkeeper Cheikh Kane Sir confronted a rival fan who he said was racially abusing him. Movie star earlier this week fired analyst German Burgos over comments he made about Barcelona winger Lamine Yamal. The former Argentina goalkeeper and assistant manager at Atletico Madrid said, "If professional football doesn't go well for him, he could end up at a traffic light." The comment has been interpreted as a reference to people who stand at traffic lights asking drivers for money. Burgos' comment led to Barcelona and PSG refusing to give interviews to the Spanish rights holder after their Champions League quarterfinal first leg. The remark by Burgos was made as 16-year-old Spanish international Yamal, who was born in Spain to Moroccan and Equatorial Guinean parents, did kick-ups during the warm-up and the program host praised the teenager's skills. Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.